There, you're getting better. I'm gonna start pointing at the bell. Hello and welcome to the Greater Dayton Podcast, where we cover news, facts, and upcoming events with some comedy. Today is Thursday, October 16th, 2025, and we're glad you're tuning in today with us. I am Aaron Chamberlain, and sitting right across from me, he's actually right across from the Darth Vader holding a pumpkin in his hand, designed by himself. I can't talk right now. Jamie Yost, how you doing today?
It's actually not designed by me. It's a Lowe's. I think. No, Home Depot, sorry. Animatronic.
You're hearing the behind the scenes right here, guys. You won't get this in anywhere else. No one else is covering this, but you should stop by his house. If you want his address, I'll send it to you. But you got to write into us.
Yeah.
How's your week been?
It's been busy. This is a busy week.
Yeah. I mean, we're getting closer to Halloween, so you got to get that stuff set up.
I'm almost done. I should be done, but never have enough time.
You never have enough time. And you always think of more stuff. You're always thinking of
more
stuff.
More is good.
Yeah, it's been a busy week for me. Had a busy weekend, went to Ren Fest, had a party, had a work thing. Then Sunday, I went to see Jimmy Carr, and they got that bowling league starting up on Tuesdays, and I had band practice yesterday, and now we got this. There's a lot going on.
You went bowling yesterday?
Mm-hmm. Yesterday. Yeah, no, Tuesday.
This Tuesday.
Tuesday. Past Tuesday.
Got it.
Yesterday was Wednesday. It's Thursday. Did you know that?
Every day is a Monday.
Just remember, most days that we do podcasts, it's on Thursday.
Hey, Laura had her baby today.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
I don't know if you know who she is or not, but she's been there a while. Yeah, Tank?
Yeah, yep. I know who she is.
Okay, good.
I forgot to tell you. We worked off between shifts, but the same department for a while.
Yeah, she had her baby. Awesome. Little girl. I don't know the name yet.
I'll have to post on Facebook and congratulate her.
Ironic as it is, it was born on 10/16, and it was born at time-wise of 10/16.
What?
A.M.
That's crazy.
I told her she should call it Dayton. But I don't think it's going to happen.
Probably not. I was like, I saw it the other day. I was like, when'd you get pregnant again?
Yeah, she didn't want nothing with like a D at the beginning because her last name is also with a D, so there'd be a double D thing, and just get picked on.
No, yeah. At least the parent is actually thinking about the future of their child, not these people that it's almost like they name their kid as a joke so they can suffer the rest of their life.
Yeah.
So it's like, whatever.
Your name is Misery.
No, just right out of the gate.
Yeah.
We don't need anything.
Come here, Misery.
All right, let's talk about some news. We have lots of news again, so it's going to be a short facts section today, but that's fine.
Ding.
Got to hit that bell. You're in charge of the bell.
Ding, ding, ding. I'm ding
you
guy.
You missed it. Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Strike one.
Hey.
All right, starting in the U.S., in honor of National Chili Month, Skyline Chili is bringing back two of its popular limited-time food collaborations. We got the Skyline Spice Ice Cream. Partnership with Graters.
What the hell does that do with chili?
Well, here, let me get you. Okay. It blends a Skyline spice mix and oyster crackers into the ice cream.
Ew.
It is available at Grater shops and Skyline. It tastes good, but the crackers, definitely the texture messes with my brain. But I ate a whole pint of it, so it apparently didn't stop me.
You're just hungry.
The other one is Skyline Dip Deluxe Pizza, a collaboration with Dewey's Pizza, featuring cream cheese base topped with Skyline chili and other classic dip ingredients.
And this is available now?
Available through October 20th. August 20th. Woo! A whole year. Pretty good. All right. Moving into Ohio. AES Ohio has notified state regulators that it will file an application in November to raise electricity rates for the Dayton area customers.
Again.
The company's proposal is part of a new multi-year reliability plan, quote-unquote, that would set rates for 2027, 2028, and 2029. They say the plan would result in annual increase of less than 3% per year for the typical customer, which claims is at or below the rate of inflation. This is a completely new rate case and is separate from the previous settlement proposal from August, and that also sought to increase customer bills. It's kind of like, you don't want to be in the news this often. It's like, we already remember what happened in August.
Yeah.
It's not that long ago.
No means no.
Yeah,
take a hint.
Stop it. Give us some money back.
Yeah. If I don't get a raise, you don't get my money.
That's right. The Ohio House has passed two bills, HB 129 and HB 309, aimed at providing property tax relief by eliminating unvoted tax revenue increases for schools and local governments resulting from rising property values. Key provisions of the bill for 129, the bill targets school funding for emergency, including emergency and substitute levies, in a calculation that prevents them from generating large revenue windfalls when property values spike. Estimated to save taxpayers $89 million a year. HB 309, bill gives county budget commissions expanded authority to reduce local government tax mileage, if property tax collections are deemed excessive. They still got to pass the Senate first. I don't know how much it really will impact us, because I'm not that smart when it comes to law stuff, but it's out there. Still in Ohio, an executive order from Governor DeWine banning the sale of intoxicating hemp products like Delta HTHC went into effect this week. The governor cited the need to stop unregulated psychoactive products from being sold to minors. Local vape and smoke shop owners say the ban will significantly hurt their business, which these products account for up to a third of their sales. Many owners agree that regulations like age limits are necessary, but they believe the abrupt temporary ban is harmful. Still on this same subject, and I think this was like a couple days later.
I think there was a judge that like vetoed.
Quit getting ahead of me.
Put your
rear view mirror glasses on. You can't be up in front with me.
I was just
now
reading it from the side.
A Franklin County judge has temporarily blocked that executive order, which would have banned the hemp products in Ohio. This ban, which targeted products containing Delta H and THCA.
Maybe he got the hookup. That's why he got
not the hookup, but the hookup.
Yeah, hookup.
Was the two different things. Was scheduled to take effect this past Tuesday, but has halted after several retailers filed a lawsuit. The suit argues the governor's order usurps the power of the legislature, which passed the law defining legal hemp. So currently you can go buy all this stuff still, so if that's what you're interested in. All right. We're moving down into Dayton. Are you ready?
Sure.
Sure. Okay.
I missed the bell.
There's a new buffet restaurant, Yami Grill Hibachi and Sushi Buffet, opening in Miami Township near the Dayton Mall. Used to be the Fuji Grill. This restaurant features a large all-you-can-eat buffet with hibachi, sushi, dim sum, seafood, and a build-your-own noodle bar. That's my kind of thing.
Yeah, I can't eat that anymore.
Oh, well, sucks for you,
no,
not for me.
Struggle.
The YWCA of Dayton and Eastway Behavioral Healthcare have partnered to provide an on-site mental health and trauma counseling specifically for children and families staying at the YWCA Domestic Violence Emergency Shelter. This is funded by a grant from Fifth Third Bank. The program includes full-time on-site case manager and a licensed therapist. The goal is to provide crucial early intervention for children who have experienced trauma to help prevent more serious mental challenges for the future. That's a good service. Jefferson Township voters will decide on a new 5-year, 6-mil road and bridges levy this November, the first of its kind since 2001. This levy would increase taxes by $210 annually per $100,000 of home value, and it will generate over $661,000 per year for road repairs, resurfacing, and winter services. Officials say the funds are needed to address deteriorating roads, citing a 2019 study that found over 69% of the roads are in fair or worse condition. That's not good. So hopefully that'll help get some road maintenance.
Let's all do the bump.
Fill those potholes. Everybody.
Maybe they should talk to the smoke shop for the pothole fillers.
Oh!
There!
You're getting better. I'm going to start pointing at the bell. You got to get it. A precautionary boil advisory is issued last weekend for the Jefferson Regional Water Authority, which remains in effect for customers in several Montgomery County communities. This includes parts of Trotwood, Miamisburg, Moraine, West Carrollton, Germantown, Farmersville, Jefferson Township, and Jackson Township. The Water Authority stated it. Placed phone calls to all affected customers. Those who did not receive a call but believe they should have been, they are affected, should call the office for clarification. They have not given a reason why there is a advisory. That's good.
This water tastes funny.
Ah, where you're from West Virginia. It's fine. If it smells like eggs, it's still
dude,
good.
I've had well water. That's just as bad.
Yeah, if it smells like eggs, yeah, it's fine. The Artemis Center in downtown Dayton is celebrating 40 years of providing support to survivors of domestic violence, serving about 5,000 people a year in Montgomery County. The center offers crisis intervention, legal support, and safety planning, and advocates also the county's 24/7 crisis hotline. For Breast Cancer Awareness Month, 31 Dayton area restaurants and bars are participating in the Drink Pink campaign to support the local Breast Wishes Foundation. Through October, each participating establishment is featuring a special pink color drink, cocktail, or mocktail. A portion of the proceeds from each pink drink sold will be donated to the foundation, which grants wishes for people in the community who are living with breast cancer. Well, that's cool. Good to see some good things going on. Beaver Creek City Schools have been awarded a $2 million grant for the Department of Defense to significantly expand its world language program with special focus on supporting military-connected students. The funds will provide students as young as kindergarten with access to 12 new languages not currently taught in the district, such as Arabic, Chinese, Korean, and Russian. After the planning year, the new courses are scheduled to be implemented in the fall of 2026. You know, I wish there was a lot more of those options, you know, for when I was in school, but also just people in general. It's like, you know, we are so behind the world in languages. I got to just learn English. No one else cares about the rest.
We had three.
Yeah.
This was Latin, Spanish.
French. Probably.
I think that's all we had. In English.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Four, yeah. I mean,
it counts as a language, right?
It counts, right?
It's just by default, right? Centerville Home has been extensively decorating for Halloween, described as a sight to be seen, located in the corner of Cable Court and Maltby Road behind Centerville High School. The yard displays 51 inflatables and 8 different skeleton scenes. I put the link on here so we can check it out. Check this sucker out. Man.
Where's that at?
Behind Centerville High School, I think it said. Just,
we got plenty of that over here.
Man, look at that. Yeah, but you don't have 3-story inflatables, though. You don't need them.
Not this year.
I'm getting some ideas. That's some good stuff in there.
Like that E.T. one, that was kind of cool.
Put the link in the show notes. Yeah.
Got a big boner guy coming out of the ground.
Man, look at this skeleton. That's huge. You got that.
It's a groundbreaker.
Yeah. Literally
in
the
ground. That's what it's
called. Huh. That's pretty neat.
Yeah, those things are about $300 and some if you want one.
So what you're saying is you can do all these things if you're rich.
Yeah, I guess so.
Or if you're really good at crafting, I guess.
Maybe he won that lottery.
Probably.
Here.
In Fairborn, due to the ongoing federal shutdown, Blue Sky Coffee has experienced a 30% drop in daily sales because many of its customers work or visit nearby the base. Despite the loss, the coffee shop is offering free drip coffee of any size to all furloughed federal workers as a gesture of community support. Have some coffee. As military families face their first missed payday due to the shutdown, the Fairborn Fish Food Pantry is seeing an increase in demand from the Wright Pack community. The pantry will hold a special food distribution exclusively for military families on Saturday, November 15th from 1 to 4 at 480W Thunderbird Road. Attendees will receive a bag of food, a gift card to the base commissary, cleaning supplies, and hygiene items. Yeah, give them the hygiene. We don't want, you know.
Those stinky, fishy people.
Huber Heights, Tommy's Express Car Wash. You heard of that?
Yes.
They are transforming it into a tunnel of terror.
20 haunted, bucks.
Haunted attraction. How did you know? Are you reading my list again? Or do you live here?
I live here.
Okay. On select nights this October, the event will run from 6 to 9 on October 18th, 23rd, and 25th at the company's Huber Heights and Franklin locations. $20 per vehicle, as he says. Guests will receive a full The Works car wash combined with spooky decorations, sound effects, and costumed employees providing jump scares. The experience is free for unlimited members, though.
Yeah, they slow down the belt that pulls you through the car wash.
That's pretty neat.
And then they jump and bang on your windows and
pour water
on you.
That is a good idea. Yeah. Someone really knocked it out of the park with that.
Right.
The family of Wayne High School football star Jameer Averett Brown is suing the Ohio State School Athletic Association over its ban on student athletes earning money from their name, image, and likeness.
He wants money.
Also known as NIL, name, image, and likeness.
Yep.
The lawsuit filed by his mother seeks to overturn the OSA bylaw. I'm not going to read that whole acronym. alleging the Ohio State commit has already missed out on over 100,000 in potential deals. Ohio is one of only six states that still prohibits it. Yeah. I don't know. How do you feel about that?
If he's doing really
well and makes money,
they do in college. Why not?
Yeah. In Springboro,
brings attention to your school. Why would you not want it?
That's true.
It might get you some money for your schools.
More
kids, yeah, more kids interested in coming there.
Clear Creek Elementary School in Springboro has created a new outdoor classroom for its pre-kindergarten through first grade students to enhance hands-on learning. Located in a shelter behind the school, yeah, this interactive space features movable benches, magnetic chalkboards, and specialized tables and chairs. School leaders say the new environment helps reduce anxiety while improving focus and creativity. How's that going to work in a winter time?
That's what I was just thinking. They got snowmen out there teaching you?
Probably. The project was made possible by the school's parent-teacher organization, which raised $20,000 to fund this new portable furniture and equipment.
All right, kids, get your umbrella. We're going outside.
Internationally acclaimed Spanish artist Lulo Gachi is currently painting Springboro's first ever public mural on the side of the building on Main Street at the intersection of Central Avenue. This project will result in a unique design that celebrates the city's heritage, including its Quaker and Underground Railroad history, while incorporating modern elements. The first look of the mural is being kept a surprise until its completion.
And I have the oatmeal guy on there, right?
I didn't know they were Quakers. And I didn't know they had they were part of the Underground Railroad. That's pretty cool.
But you learn something every day.
in Trotwood, Italian manufacturer Westroffo has officially opened its first American facility, which is a 231,000 square foot facility which will produce high efficiency electrical transformers. The company has invested over $50 million in the project and plans to create 230 jobs over the next 2 years, generating more than $12 million in new annual payroll. That could be something that could bring something to Trotwood.
Who doesn't like to play with a transformer?
Really build it up.
They're more than meets the eyes. Is it the wrong transformer?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Is it the ones that operate trains?
It was the Decepticon.
Those are transformers, too.
Yeah, they were. They're the fake ones. No, it's not that either.
What are they? There's too many of them.
In Troy, for the second year, the Cherry Street Bottle Shop is transforming its downstairs lounge into a Christmas pop-up bar called Cherry on Cherry Street. It will be open Wednesday through Saturday evenings from November 28th through December 20th, featuring a special holiday-themed drink and food menu. Due to limited seating, reservations for a 90-minute visit are highly recommended.
Yeah. What's the name of it?
Cherry Street Bottle Shop.
They should have ring toss there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
You should call them up and be like, hey.
You missed opportunity.
No, I'll give you this opportunity if you give me a little cut.
You know, I've been working on names for our, like, special thing at work where you can win money.
Yeah.
And it's like super outstanding leadership.
SOT?
S-O-L.
Oh. I said SOT. Sol. Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yep.
Your box also says Gaylord up there.
I can see that.
It just popped in my head. All right.
What's that from?
We have.
Meet the Parents?
We have, sure. We have.
That's what it was.
We have
Mr. Falker.
Jesus.
Name's Guy.
We have one fact today. Are you ready?
All right. What do you got?
It's October 16th, 1859. The abolitionist John Brown was captured while leading a raid on the federal arsenal at Harper's Ferry, Virginia. Brown, who grew up in an anti-slavery town of Hudson, Ohio, hoped to use stolen weapons to arm enslaved people and lead a massive insurrection. After witnessing the brutal beatings of an enslaved boy at 12, Brown developed a deep hatred for slavery. Claiming he was instructed by God, he turned to violence, organizing militant followers to kill pro-slavery whites. The raid on Harper's Ferry failed. 12 of his 20 men were killed, and Brown was captured by forces by Robert E. Lee. He was later found guilty of treason and hanged on December 2nd. It sucks. I'm glad that's the one I picked. No, it was just from that book.
What's the name of the book?
Facts About Ohio.
Oh, okay. You can ask that guy, how's it hanging?
Nope. Too soon.
Too soon?
Wait.
It's been a few years.
Over 100.
But he does another rope joke. Skip it.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, these are dumb jokes, whatever.
They are.
Ding.
All right, let's talk about some days of the year.
About today.
Today. Well, we already talked about today last week, but today, it's National Dictionary Day.
Today's a special day.
Why is that?
It is.
It's National Bosses Day, too.
Yeah, nobody cares about that.
All right, let's go to Friday, the 17th.
Tomorrow.
We got Pasta Day. Wait, that's... No.
Are you on the wrong day?
No, did it have the same... Wait, what's going on here?
Maybe it's a different type of pasta. It's
nope.
An impasta.
It's pasta. Nope, it is National Pasta Day.
Today and tomorrow?
No, it was today.
Oh, okay.
I think I just messed up. Black Poetry Day.
Is that just like rap? Technically.
It could be, basically. National Mammography Day.
What?
It is that month.
That's the squishing of the...
Yeah.
Yep. Tatas.
There we go. Filtering out for your ears. National Mulligan Day. I'm sure we're going to get a lot of those on...
After the Bengals lose tonight.
Football. Yeah, I know. Oh, gosh.
It's the Senior Citizen Bowl, from what I hear. I've also heard it's the Icy Hot Bowl.
That's great.
It's like two veteran quarterbacks.
Oh, my gosh. This is wild. It's getting wild. Don't mind the car in the background. That's just, people rolling up.
Yeah. How we roll.
It's Spreadsheet Day, National Edge Day, Child Poverty Day.
Yeah. They're not going to read this.
And then it's also International Day for the Eradication of Poverty.
Again, they won't see this. They can't afford it. That's bad joke, sorry.
Forgive an X Day.
Hey, forgive me.
International Sawfish Day. Look at that thing.
Thing looks cool.
I wouldn't want to put my hand near it.
It has a hard time turning corners. Bumps into everything. He's awful nosy.
He takes a slice out of the competition.
Yeah. Favorite word is chainsaw.
I saw him go. Down. Okay. All right. Saturday, National Mashed Potato Day.
I do like me some mashed taters.
Boil them, mash them, stick them in a stove.
French fry taters.
Taters. What are taters?
You ever see that movie?
Which one?
Taters. Love me some taters.
Probably. What is a movie?
Yeah,
that.
That one.
I can at least say mine was from Lord of the Rings.
Well, at least I can remember mine eventually. Gonna give me a few minutes.
National Chocolate Cupcake Day.
I like those.
National Sweetest Day.
That's an Ohio thing.
Indulge your sweet tooth with a
They
box.
Don't do that in Indiana. They used to deliver flowers out there. They're like, that's a Hallmark holiday for Ohio. That's what they used to say.
Specifically. That's funny. Ride to Work Day.
Okay.
What is happening out there?
That's the playground over there.
I think we might need to shut the garage the rest of the way.
Screaming kids.
Yeah.
Plus, us. No one's getting killed right now.
International Sloth Day. Nice. I know some people that like the sloth.
Are they slow?
Maybe. Oh, it's Bridge Day. You know about Bridge Day?
It bridges things together.
It's the New River Gorge Bridge in West Virginia.
It's a card game.
Nope. It could be. It's a good guess. I live close enough to the bridge.
Is that the one that fell in the water?
No. I don't think so. National No Beard Day. Shave off that face fur and show your lovely face. Although the picture they gave us is like, he looks like a Two-Face. What if I did that?
Have two faces? Or double chins?
Cut off, shave off half my beard and walk around the other half.
That movie was Sling Blade, by the way.
Oh. All that work for that.
I know. Taters.
National Fetch Day.
Go get that for me.
World, a copy? What is that thing? Is that the platypus of like a giraffe and a zebra? And
I can't even see it.
Look at this thing. Look at that thing. It's a rhino mixed with a zebra and a giraffe.
It looks like an ox.
The ghost of the forest. Man. They're in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Isn't that an oxymoron?
So kind of like a couple animals just got together and made that thing. Pretty much. Kind of like that dog that's like everybody wants. It's a poodle, the noodle doodle or something. Yeah, you can hear the kids screaming.
A little bit of audio texture for your listening ears.
We just thought it would be like a Pink Floyd moment where we don't need no education song. Kids screaming in the background.
Well, Saturday is Loud Shirt Day, and they have kids on here, so
they
can celebrate then, not now.
They're a couple days early.
National Speak Up for Victims of Sexual Abuse Day. National Whole Hog Barbecue.
How would you do that?
What?
Speak up for you.
I mean, you can like post on Facebook. It's like, hey, I'm speaking out for friends of mine. You know, obviously don't mention their names.
You just can't play can't touch this. Can't touch this.
Oh my gosh. All right, let's move on.
Don't touch this.
Sunday the 19th, we have International Gin and Tonic Day. Blah.
My wife's birthday.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
You didn't mention that.
Well, it's the 19th.
No, you were waiting.
I was waiting.
I don't think she's on this list, though.
Probably not. You got a birthday list. Michael Myers' birthday is also the 19th.
National New Friends Day. You want to make Michael Myers your new friend?
Yeah.
Sunday School Teacher Appreciation Day.
Ironically, it's on Sunday. This is convenient that they did that again.
I think last week was Pastor Appreciation Day.
Yeah, so it was on a Sunday.
Next week will be like like the nursery leaders day.
Be offering
youth pastors
are offering Appreciation Day.
The deacons. There we go.
Yeah,
deacons.
Because it's close to the devil, deacon devil type thing.
Oh yeah. Well, you know, Santa is just a rearranged words of Satan.
So, I heard that.
Sunday is the official Breast Cancer Awareness Day. Even though it's a whole month also. World Toy Camera Day. Do you have any of those toy cameras?
Don't.
Yeah.
Get a real one.
Evaluate Your Life Day. That's probably a good thing to do. Okay.
Don't you do that every day, though?
Yeah. Look in the mirror. It's like, am I happy with my life? Monday, Suspenders Day.
I know a few women at work that need some of those.
God, Jamie.
I'm being serious.
I like suspenders.
It's a cafeteria thing. I don't want to see everything that's
right. Yeah. Sit on the other side of the road.
Please do something. Get a bigger shirt.
You ever worn suspenders?
I have.
They're pretty comfortable.
Yeah.
I actually would wear them more.
I wear them with my costumes.
Yeah. They're comfortable, but you got to get used to it because it's not tight around your body. You're like bouncing.
Yeah, so when you lose weight and
it's still there.
Still got
fine.
Like a big like yeah, you can just adjust it.
Yeah. The like lederhosen, that's basically that. Mm. It's always weird cuz I'm always walking around like I'm in like a little bucket.
Right. Not the same as a kilt though.
No. I haven't worn any of those. Office chocolate, National Clean Your Virtual Desktop, Community Information Overload Day. National Youth Conference. Ooh, National Sasquatch Awareness Day. It's
awareness. I have one of those up next week. It's called Chewbacca.
Miss American Rose Day. What is this stuff? Ooh, National Chicken and Waffles Day. That's not my jam, but I know some people that do like it.
Like waffles, not together.
Yeah.
Chicken's got to be on a different day.
All right. Tuesday. National Pumpkin Cheesecake Day.
I would try that.
And it's International Day of the Nacho.
Nacho!
Yeah, somebody posted a picture in one of the groups I'm in of they had
they were out like on a back porch deck, whatever, and they had a beer and a bag of the Doritos, the nacho Doritos, and they got a picture of a squirrel like stealing the chips. It's like,
it's really hot.
Nacho Doritos.
There was one where I saw where a squirrel, it was eating the really super hot ones, and he was screaming. He wanted something to drink. Is that on Tuesday?
Yep.
Ironically, again, Taco Tuesday was last week, so and now we have nachos conveniently. This stuff is planned, I'm telling you.
Oh, I'm sure.
There's a conspiracy here.
It's a conspiracy. You know, have you ever watched drunk squirrel videos?
No.
You should.
Is that the ones where they try to get through the maze?
No, they'll drink the fermented something that people put out.
Yeah.
And you watch them try to climb a tree, and it's just like their back legs still are attached to the tree, but they just like fall backwards. It's fun.
I'd rather watch fat people try to walk on ice as they're going down their porches and falling and stuff. But then they make all these funny noises in the background.
Yeah, you'll never get tired of watching kids fall off bicycles and all sorts of things. They bounce back. Yeah. It's fun. National Apple Day is on Tuesday. Trafalgar Day, okay, something to do with history. It's a historic maritime clash. Nice. Reptile Awareness Day, Back to the Future Day.
Oh, cool!
This is the day when Marty McFly's time travel
goes back
antics.
In time. Yeah.
Pro Life Day of Silent Solidarity. Okay. National Check Your Meds Day. Is that relevant for you? Well, I have a vitamin box, and I look like an old man, but
yeah,
I don't care.
I got one, too.
I have 3 weeks' worth, so I don't have to do it every week.
Mine's weekly.
Count Your Buttons Day. Okay.
I don't have buttons.
Celebration of the Mind Day. National Honey Day. Do you like honey?
Sometimes.
Yeah, I don't know. I like sweet stuff, but it's just honey is...
Like on bread with some butter.
Yeah.
Okay, or on a biscuit.
Global Iodine Deficiency Disorders Prevention Day. Yeah. No.
It's whatever.
National Share of the Warmth Day. Nice. All right. Wednesday, we got Smart is Cool Day. National Nut Day.
Eat nuts?
Yeah. I get the mixed nuts from Costco. They're good.
Yeah.
Tasty. Yeah. National Make a Dog's Day.
Naked Dog Day?
Make
dogs. A dog.
Yeah, make their day. Be like, come here, boy. I'll give you a treat.
Totally heard that wrong.
A wombat day. I want to get a wombat.
Is that a bird?
No, it's a rodent. I think, are these the ones that smile?
Oh, it's just like a big groundhog.
Yeah, kind of. What is the animal?
They're ugly in the face.
Animal.
A squirrel.
The quokka. The quokka.
Looks like a squirrel.
Look at that thing.
That's the guy from Caddyshack.
Look at that thing.
That is. That's the dude from Caddyshack.
They always happy.
Looks like a koala bear.
Yeah, that's where they got part of the koala. That's
gotcha.
Why they're quokka. When you get a koala with a Chewbacca, you get
a
quokka.
Waka. Fuzzy bear, yep.
Yeah. Yeah, because he's always smiling.
Yeah, you know what he does in his spare time? He makes those things.
The Geelong Cup Day is probably not that, but I think it's a funny way to say it. It's something to do with horse racing. International Caps Lock Day.
That Charlie Horse Day?
No one needs a caps lock day. It's the keyboard caps lock.
Oh.
The one thing that messes everyone's password up. It's like... Why did you invent this thing? No one uses this stinking thing except
when you're
grandma's on Facebook.
When you're wanting to yell at someone, that's
yeah,
important.
Grandma's on Facebook.
Yeah.
Or just talking in general.
Right.
Leave a Review Day, International Stuttering Awareness Day.
Porky Pig Day, basically.
I couldn't help a little bit. I just threw it out there.
But what?
I mean, when I talk, I stutter a lot. Well, a lot, but I think it's my mind trying to...
Process
together what the heck I'm trying to say.
Okay. You're thinking too fast.
Scar Appreciation Day. I got a scar.
You do too.
Yeah.
Got lots of them.
It's famous.
I also have stretch marks.
Yep. I know that feeling.
Those are exciting. They're ribbed for my pleasure.
And on Thursday, we got National Croc Day. And these are the shoes, not the Crocs.
Croc?
Croc.
Shoes, Croc.
That's a Croc a day. International Snow Leopard Day. National Mole Day. Nice, 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 nice. Ooh, Boston Cream Pie Day. You like that?
You're talking about the animal or the actual moles on bodies? Yeah. Okay, the animal.
Well, the picture is a picture of a mole.
Isn't
there
a skin tag day?
Huh?
Is there a skin tag day? I mean, you got a mole day.
Huh. Skin tag day. I want to see.
There's got to be.
There is no official skin tag day. However, the term may refer to Gallons Tags Day, an annual charity fundraising event in Ann Arbor, Michigan, or a rare disease day, which falls on the last day of February and raises awareness of rare skin diseases. Yada, yada, yada. AI, yada, 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 yada.
Right.
You like Boston Cream Pie? Not really. Yeah, me neither.
They have coconut in it. I don't like coconut.
I don't think so. I don't think so. National iPod Day. Look at that thing.
That's classic.
Yeah, I know. I still have one of my old ones. Oh! National Slap Your Coworker Day on Thursday.
Next week?
Yeah.
I'll be sure to remember that one.
Yeah, celebrate.
Yeah.
Celebrate my honor.
I'll be slapping everybody.
Slap! National Slap Your Coworker
Day. It'll be an HR in no time. Right. What's going on here?
Just start right there. See how far you get.
High five, then just slap him in the
high
face.
Five, whack.
Totally missed. Sorry about that.
Have a good slap your coworker day. National Horror Movie Day. Nice, nice, nice.
It's just a handprint, though.
No, there's not much on Thursday. All right, let's see what some weeks. National Chemistry Ace Week. Free Speech Week. Not Freeze Peach. Free Speech. YWCA Week Without Violence. I'm glad we only have 1 week for that.
I think this weekend's like the King's Rally or something. No King's Rally.
Yeah, I think. I'm waiting for the No Queen's Rally. show up in my Burger King outfit.
I'm just going to pawn on my way up here.
take some kings out of a bunch of decks.
I'm going to show up in Knight Rider. Michael, there seems to be a problem here.
Oh, my gosh.
There's too many kings.
National Health Education Week. Security Retirement Security Week. Phuket Vegetarian Festival. And that's spelled Phuket, everyone.
I'm pretty sure you said that wrong.
I don't. Do you think I should have said it the way?
No,
I don't think you can say it wrong.
I don't even think that's how it's pronounced. But
Truffle Days in Croatia. National Temperature Check Week.
Which thermometer would you use? The rectal one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You remember we used to check our temperature every day? Man, it wasn't that long ago.
Yeah, we had to stand in front of the little thing.
Mm-hmm.
You're not allowed in if you have a fever.
I remember when the leaders would have to do it, and we were just like, yeah, point that right at my forehead.
I would always come in with Pringles, and they're like, what the hell is that for? I got a fever for the flavor of a Pringles.
National Teen Driver Safety Week. Yep.
Yeah, we definitely need that.
That is it. That is it for that. Let's look at some events. We're going to start with
420.
For Friday, October 17th. We are going to steam through all this because there are so many things going on. You'd think that everything would have dropped off after the summertime. Nope. It's the holiday season.
Fall season.
We got going on Legally Blonde the Musical with La Comedia. Spring Bro kicking off the Windmill Farm Market Spooktacular Fall Festival. And actually, let me do all of those first. We got the Piqua Caldwell Historic District Haunted Tours. The Haunted Corn Maze in Anzonia. Fairborn Halloween Festival in Fairborn.
I'll be there.
Oh, will you? Yeah, see? Halloween Haunt at Kings Island.
Won't be there.
Haunted Village in Sharonville at the Heritage Village. We got the Blackwood Manor Halloween Bash in Webster Street. We got the Brimstone Haunt in Wilmington. Land of Illusion Scream Park. Lewisburg Haunted Cave. And the Haunted Garage in Tip City. What you got in the Haunted Garage?
It was the Haunted Cave. All right, I had a really bad thought. That is.
Let's see if you can censor it. Maybe we'll talk about
it's a butthole joke.
Oh, okay.
It's a cave thing.
Little Spooks Hunt. This is for ages 2 to 6. Washington Township Recplex. Haunted Wagon Rides at Young's Dairy. Haunted Shelter House in Poor Farmers Campground. Dayton Scream Park. It's got something going on. Face Your Fears Hotel of Terror in Springfield. A lot of these require tickets, obviously. Haunted Castle of Carnage and Trail at Riverside Jaycee's. And Hell's Dungeon 2025 Haunt at Hell's Dungeon Haunted House. And then Fright Night at Rexplex West. Those are the holiday events on Friday. The rest is we got Stone Soup playing at the Town Hall Theater. Some corn mazes. We got the Vandermark Farm, Calvin's Corny Maze, Young's Dairy. I can't say those words. Tom's Maze. We did Tom's Maze last weekend.
You got Amazing
fun.
Maze?
Monday. Yeah, it was pretty fun. It was pretty good. Niederman Family Farm, Corn Maze in Westchester. We got the maze at the Little Darby Creek. We got Lucas Brothers Fall Fest. I think it has a maze at it. Then we have Cruise at the Rip House. Cruising at the Roadhouse, Rip House, Rip Rap Rope. The Chad Cremeans Band at the Dunaways. We have Hot Pink Country Night at the Exchange. Live trivia at Miami Valley Sports Bar. Ricky Veneman at Crooked Handle. Let's see, moving down. The One with Goats and S'mores at the Grazing Ground in Vandalia. Let's see. This was a event. We got the Date Night Fright Night double feature. Date Night Fright Night. Looks like they're playing the double feature of The Witches of 1990 and The Mummy of 1999. Oh, yeah. And we got some music. We got Aaron Lewis and the Stateliners, not to be confused with this Aaron, at Hober Arena. We got Confederate Railroad in Cincinnati. Ryan Arnold at Rock Family Brewing. Doug Hart Band at James on the Main. Classic Albums Live performs Pink Floyd at the Victoria Theater. Then we got 90 Proof Twang at the Barrel. Hindsight at the Phone Booth Lounge. Until Rust at O'Leary Pub and Grub. Herbie Hancock at Taft Theater.
I think it's Herbie Hancock.
Okay, Herbie Hancock. Sideshow Band at the Brick Tap and Tavern. The Nathan Jenkins Band at the Good Time Charlie's. Ramblewood, the Wrong Brothers, and Age Nowhere live at Yellow Cab. And then a few other things. The Sound of Music is playing at the Schuster. Dial In for Murders at the Dayton Theater Guild. I think that's majority of everything. Social Vintage Dancing, downtown Dayton. John Caparulo at the Funny Bone. Anthropology at Sinclair Black Box. And Owls and Howls Hike in Stillwater Prairie Reserve. I think that's it for Friday. Saturday's probably going to be a lot of the same, so I'm just going to skip over a lot of those. Some additional things. We got the Halloween weekends at Natural Springs Resort. Let's see, those are all the same. Then we have some festivals. Black Walnut Festival in Camden. Ohio Renaissance Festival, obviously still going on. I think we're going on Sunday, actually.
Sunday.
Waynesville's also doing another Fall Fest. I think they're doing one every weekend. We got the Weber Family Pumpkin Festival in Harrison. Camden, that's the same one. I have it on here twice. Whoops. Harvest on Main in Xenia. And then we have Fall Market Fair at the Johnstown Farm. C&E Gun Show in Montgomery County Fairgrounds. Springfield's got the Antiques Show and Flea Market.
But old people there.
Hey, I enjoy going to antique shops. And I'm an old soul. I
like looking at old stuff.
Yeah. Rachel and Friends, 5K.
I don't visit nursing homes.
No. I just look at them from afar. There's a lot of farmers markets. Not going to mention those. You can just look those up in your near city. Walk to Inn Alzheimer's in Dayton. I wonder if they finished it. If it's,
they can't remember if they finished or not.
Oh, this guy. Saturday morning run with Gem City at the Riverscape. I think this is a different one. Shapacher Farms Corn Maze and the Pumpkin Valley Farm Festival in Dayton. Clark County Retired Teachers Car Show at Young's Dairy. Truck or Treat in Oak Grove Park in Centerville. Then Wright-Patt Air Force Base has the Pumpkin Chuck. That sounds exciting, actually, at the National Museum of the U.S. Air Force.
If they're still on furlough, do they do that?
Yeah, because apparently military still get paid, because I saw
something. No, but the museum is closed right now.
Oh, that's true. Well, you better look that one up, guys. We got the Booze with an S and Booze with a Z mini market at the Indian Creeks Distillery. Gym City Fellowship of Love Festival and Siepenthaler Avenue. Fall Bridal Expo, if you're interested in that, in Piqua. Ohio Vintage Fest is kicking off in Dayton Convention Center. Looks like the Dayton Flyers football versus Butler. Okay. Special interest tours at the Dayton Art Institute. That might be interesting, actually. It says spooky tour. Oh, it's celebrating that's Saturday Sloth Day, International Sloth Day at the Boonstroff Museum. See, they're capitalizing on it.
Right. But they have a slow turnout.
Ho-ho! Hey. Family, they're nailing it. Fall Family Adventure at the Vesicles and Gardens in Metro Park. You can never say that word. Blue Spectrum and Autism Awareness and Fundraising Event at the Dunaways. The fourth annual Zombie Crawl at the Barrel House. Let's see. Sydney Cruise in Sydney. Grilled Pork Chop at the VFW. That's in Pleasant Hill. Haunted Woods at Bruckner Nature Center. Moving down. Scott Hutchins at the Old Mason Winery. Gym Fest at Yellow Cab Tavern. Magic for Adults at the Dayton Funny Bone. And let's see. There's a few more. Oh, man. There's a few more. Pine Hozu and Rob, or maybe it says Pine House and it's just misspelled. And Rob Heiliger at the Hidden Gym. Sons of Giants at Courtyard Lounge. Zane Gerlach at the James on the Main. Maybe that's how you say it. Maybe it's not. Ooh, another one of them string quartets. We got two different things. No, just one. The music of Taylor Swift, Bridgerton, and beyond. I thought about going, but there's a lot of stuff I really want to care.
Taylor Swift?
I would listen to it.
Yeah.
I may have a couple of...
what would you like?
What is it? What is it? Not hate listens. What is it when you're like... I like listening to this, but I'm ashamed of it. Guilt listen or something? I don't
Guilty
remember.
Pleasure.
There we go. Sponge-worthy at Phone Booth Lounge. Time Stamp at the Barrel. Pearl Street at Brick Tap. The Brian Scott Project at Good Time Charlie's. Karaoke Party at Mort's East. And Magic for Adults again at the Dayton Funny Bone. That's all for Saturday. Moving on to Sunday. The list gets smaller, everyone. Don't worry. A lot of the same festivals. Halloween stuff. And mazes, all that stuff. A lot of this repeats throughout the weekend. So if you're interested, look those times up. I think this is different. Haunted Woods. Nope, I said that one. Church and Cemetery Tour at Mount Tabor Church and Cemetery in Cable, Ohio. A Force Against Cancer 5K in Centerville.
Who's the force?
Is with you. Sinclair Music presents The Leaves Are Falling at Blair Hall Theater at Sinclair College. Sunday Funday Open Mic at the Mo Harrigan's Tavern. Vinyl Sunday at the Barrel House. Spooky Slam and Costume Contest. I think that's at the Yellow Cab. That's the Poetry Slam, but with, you know, Halloween-ish mixed in, something like that. Pierce the Veil at the Riverbend Music Center. Centerville Sunday Series, Motown Sounds of Touch in Centerville. David Phelps and Sela at the Arbogast Performing Arts Center. Dayton Jazz Orchestra at the Hidden Gym. Oc Jazz Series, G. Scott Jones Freedom Jazz Ensemble at the Holy Grounds. That's with a W, Holy. Sunday Funday Karaoke at the Barrel. That's it. And moving on to Monday. A lot of the same stuff. Motown Monday in Troy. Trick or Treat at Piqua Center. Halloween Parade at in Tip City. Trivia with a Twist at the Pub at the Green. Open Mic Jam with Nathan Jenkins at the Barrel. Beginner Square Dance Lessons at the Michael Solomon Pavilion. And Monday Night Laughs at the Oregon District. Or Oregon Express. On Tuesday, we got Free Yoga in Tip City. I got on here twice, apparently, so I need to make sure I get there. Trailing Moms and Tots at the Hobart Urban Nature Preserve. Miami County JFS Trunk or Treat at the Miami County Fairgrounds. Trivia Night in Piqua. Charity Bingo with Blue Haven's Cat Rescue. Karaoke every Tuesday with Zane at the Yellow Cab. Trivia Night at TJ Chumps. Trivia Tuesdays at the DBC. Progressive Euchre at Star City Brewing. A Night with the King in La Comedia Dinner Theater.
Thank you very much.
What was that? It's like, oh, oh, oh.
Thank you very much.
That's how he was. You just couldn't hear him. Oh, look.
Yeah, something like that.
All right, karaoke night at the Barrel House, if you didn't understand that. And Peaches open mic night at Peaches Grill. Wednesday, Wingtastic Wednesday in Troy. Washington Township Business Breakfast at the Joyce C. Young Center, if you're interested in that. Sip and Sitch, Full Circle Brew Garden. Open mic at the Lucky Star Brewery. Spooky Trunk or Treat at Austin Landing. Live music with Danny Voris at Whisperees. Mushroom Head playing at the Bogarts in Cincinnati.
What day is Austin Landing?
Huh?
What day was Austin Landing?
Wednesday.
Okay, next week.
Yep. Trivia Night at Ailmatic, and I have it on here twice again. What's going on? Puzzle Feud at DBC. Karaoke Night at the Brick Tap. And open mic at the Leaf and Vine. And then the last on our list is Thursday. Thursday. Free Yoga in Tip City. Oh, no, that's Tuesday. Whoops, whoop, whoop, moving down. There we go. Pumpkin Glow at Caesar Ford Park in Xenia. That actually, I think I saw some pictures for that. I think that would actually be interesting to go see.
Hit you up.
Top Shelf Thursday in Troy. Get off of here. Why are you on my list? Get out of here, Top Shelf in Troy. I don't want to see you. Okay. Curio at the Courthouse Square. They got the Social Halloween Party. Pumpkin Walk Trick or Treat in downtown Lakeview. Halloween Haunt at Kings Island again. Boo in the Berg at Miamisburg. Trivia and Vandalia at the Little York Tavern. Music, Trivia, and Bingo at Riverscape. There's that Pumpkin Glow. That's an all-weekend thing, it looks like.
Yeah.
Karaoke Thursdays, Dayton Bear Company, Blackwood Manor Halloween Bash. I think we mentioned that. Open mic at the Dunaways, open mic at the Barrel, Laughing for a Cure at the Dayton Funny Bone, Trivia at Bach Family Brewing, Woodland Historic Lantern Tour at the Woodland Cemetery and Arboretum, an evening with Ellis Paul at the Bright Side, and then Music Bingo at the Trolley Stop. Trolley stop. The one time I can actually be using it, I just never do.
Right.
All right. Well, we're coming close to the end. How's your weekend looking for you?
I don't really know.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a birthday thing, and then there's I do something here on Saturday. We haven't really done anything here.
Yeah, should take care of yourself.
Yeah, and then I don't really know.
Yeah,
it's gonna be
just relax.
It's a blur.
Yeah, you should relax because you got some busy weekends coming.
Yeah, I think we'll be here on Saturday, and then something's going on.
Yeah,
I don't remember.
That's fine. That's fair. Yeah. I got a couple of parties on Saturday and then Friend Fest again on Sunday because this is coming up on the last few weekends. Well, we appreciate everyone tuning in today. We hope you enjoyed your listen. You got a little bit of knowledge in you. Got some laughs. Just a reminder, we are a value for value podcast. If you enjoy it and you get value out of the show, consider giving back to us in form of time, talent, or treasure. If you want to drop a comment or give us some feedback, send us an email at greaterdaytonpodcast@gmail.com. I'm your host, Aaron. Right across from me is my other host, my co-host, as they would say.
That's a Yoast.
That's a Jamie. And he's got the jokes.
Yay.
Somehow my last name is misspelled wrong on this list. I misspelled my own last name, apparently. So, well, Jamie.
Ready.
Enjoy the rest of your week.
Yep.
Till next time.
Okay.
I'm out.
See you out.